territory, as well as the Pacific Northwest, left camp near present-day Hartford, Illinois. And on this date in 1900, the Olympic Games opened in Paris as part of the 1900 World's Fair. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies. And if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Taking America back is more than merely voting for the right candidate and expecting him alone to turn a morally bankrupt country around. What made and will continue to make America great is a country who allows God his rightful place. Without godly Christian values, there's no absolute standard for our courts to judge by, and no standard to hold our politicians accountable. People must experience a change of heart that only comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Morning, Sovereign Minds. It is Sunday, once again, May 14th. Happy Mother's Day out there to all you mothers. And I mean that, and I mean that sincerely.
All you mutters.
All you mutters. So I wanted to say Happy Mutter's Day to me mutter.
I'll leave it alone.
Someone's got their six second.
Someone is streaming us on their phone or their computer.
Not me.
Their computer, their phone. And my, I got mine turned off.
Mine's off.
There we go.
It was. Guess who? Ding, 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 ding.
It was me.
Try for double jeopardy in the bonus round. I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Bob Martin, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all around great guy.
Good morning, Mark and Linda and Red.
And Red Smith, who's been on a blended glide path, who's recently switched over to a hard steel track of a railway into the hard brick wall of reality.
Exactly.
Anyway, or something like that.
And that wall, of all places, happens to be Jerry Brown's Capitol building.
Jerry Brown, the epitome of political stupidity and corruption.
I'm still torn between mental disease or just dumb.
I don't know. It could be he's been sniffing chemtrails.
It could be.
Yeah. I think what
maybe
I hear.
Maybe he got vaccinated.
Could be something. Smoke weed every day.
Roll another one.
I didn't say how he got vaccinated. Maybe he's vaccinated.
Just like the other one. You've been hanging on to it. I sure would like a hit.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, I think they've actually been packaging up and selling chemtrail dust. It's called, they call it Stardust.
Yeah. PCP.
Yeah, and they give you a map to the stars along with it. You know, just saying.
Yeah, this map to the star chamber.
I'm telling you. You know, we are streaming worldwide. You can go to the chat room. I'm not going to talk about the chat room today because, you know, I can't.
It's not unusual.
I can't even get in there. I have to change my name every time I get in there. It's thrown me out of there. Then it goes back in and I put my name and my password in it and it says, oh, yeah, you're already, there's somebody already has that. Yeah, it's me, you stupid. Thank you
but
very
much.
But
it's new improved.
Yeah, new and improved, you know, completely unusual. So I'm everybody's going to be anonymous now because that's the only way you can get into the damn thing. Anyway, we are streaming worldwide. You can go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. All our shows are podcast and archived as well. And you can friend me on Facebook at Sovereign Minds. Reading Patriots meet every Monday night, 6 p.m., 3276 Bocelli Lane. I'm not sure who's going to be there on Monday. We'll probably find out during the course of the show or now.
As far as I know, they're showing what happened in Sacramento on Monday night.
Yeah, and I will either be present or Skyping in to discuss some of the research on the judges for the Jefferson court case that we've done. Mm. Now that the court case is indeed filed, right. We've been assigned our federal judge and our federal magistrate who is out of here in out of Redding, California.
Oh, wow.
Just thinking maybe myself and a couple other people who might be interested might go and start sitting in on his courtroom every now and then to get a feel for the guy.
Yeah, that might not be a bad idea. At least they're not out of San Jose or San Francisco or
no. And we kind of had the
Santiago,
pick of the,
Cuba.
Kind of had the pick of the litter on our judge too. I mean, out of all of the judges that could have been assigned, I think we lucked out with the best that we could have done.
Well, that's good. Woo-hoo! Yeah.
It's rare to find somebody of integrity done. A good bit of research on her and kind of gotten a feel for Mrs. Kimberly Mueller. And she's very good at defining her opinion and then defining what the law says and ruling on the side of the law.
Well, that's a good thing.
It's an improvement for California.
That's what you're supposed to do. We do have some events, I'm sure, so let's get
that. Yeah, we do. We have the Missing in America Project Dinner coming up on May 20th. It's a fundraiser, and it is pre-sale tickets. I want to get that in there. We are having a prime rib dinner. All proceeds for this dinner is going to Camp for Life for the terminally ill children out at the Need Camp. If you buy a table for $300, you get 150 in raffle tickets. We have lots of auction items. Of course, there's guns and other things there. So come out, help support us, eat some great food that's being done.
How many people sit at a table? What, like 10?
Eight? No, we don't do the 10. Okay. Crowds them too much, you know? We want you to be a little comfortable.
A little elbow room.
Yeah, we're doing this in conjunction with, it's a ride, a poker run, so to speak, memorial run with some bikers. We've got quite a few coming in. Showing their support as well. So if you're interested on the poker run, you can go to like Harley-Davidson and pre-register for that. And
or call Fred probably.
And if you've never done a poker run, they are a lot of fun.
Yeah,
they
you really can call are. Fred at 226-9900. But yeah, you actually get a discount if you pre-register and you got to do it like in the next day or two. Your dinner costs you $30 and you get to go on the run and all the benefits of that.
I guess that means I got to go out and buy a Harley.
Oh, darn.
I hate it when that happens. Linda, we're going shopping. Just in case you wanted to know. I actually traded my old Vulcan for a Polaris, and I kind of regret it sometimes when it's really nice out.
That's all right. Yeah. I like my position. Yeah, I just carry my cover all the time and just hop on the back and away we go. You know, I like that.
It's cheap that way.
It's really cheap. And then, yeah, so if you're interested in that, you can give me a call at 356-3651 or Lori, which I have to look, is 515-7494 or Fred 226-9900. Again, all the proceeds will go to Camp for Life.
Well, and I have a table already that I didn't know about till last week. And I think I still got to figure out who was going to be at my table. So maybe we'll have a lottery or something. We'll do a drawing.
Well, you better do it soon because it is next Saturday coming up.
May 20th.
Okay. Yeah, Yeah.
So I got like about six people I got to get at my table, maybe five, four, and we'll figure it out.
Yeah, so that'll be great time.
I got to ask that. Hey, who's going to be at your table? I go, I got a table? Anyway, do you have any more?
Yeah, don't forget, we got Memorial Day coming up on Monday, May 29th, out at the cemetery. Mm. And that is done at 5:55, I believe, is when we start the program out there. So that's always a good event to bring the whole family out and explain to the children or grandchildren or whoever exactly what Memorial Day is all about. And then on May 30th, down at the Civic Center at the Veterans Grove, they will be doing another memorial, and that's at 11 a.m., I believe, down there.
Then on the 31st, you got the big rally down in Sacramento for State of Jefferson, not the Capitol.
Yeah, all hands on deck calling all patriots. We expect representation from all 21 counties. They're bussing people in from Shasta, Siskiyou, Calaveras, Tuolumne. Jefferson 3%ers will be there. We're calling on to any group and everybody that supports Liberty. Get on down there.
There you have it.
And then I have one more announcement that doesn't have to do with veterans. It's in regards to 2,000 racing pigeons. They're bringing pigeons from L.A. to Shasta County, and we'll turn them loose here. And then Shasta County will go down to L.A., and they'll turn them loose there, so they come back home here.
So what you're telling me is that there's 4,000 prepared carrier pigeons that are going to be in transit from northern to southern California in reverse?
Yeah.
I thought this was AB 109 at first.
No.
But
and this is going to happen on May 27th.
Do any of these pigeons hold political office?
They didn't give me that information. They didn't tell me that. So if you see a bunch of birds in the sky and everything, that on the 27th, that's what's going on. So
hey, there's good money in homing pigeons.
There you have it.
If you're interested in getting more information about it, give Ron a call at 604-7141 or good old Mr. Rose at 247-3844.
Well, there you have that. Now, I got another one here. Jefferson Fundraiser.
On the 17th.
On the 17th for Shasta and Tehama County. Jefferson Fundraiser is June 17th. Anderson Veterans Hall at 3210 West Center Street. Anderson, the doors open at 5 p.m., dinner at 6:30, $30 a person, $50 a couple, tri-tip or barbecue chicken dinner, pre-sale tickets.
Yeah, make sure you get that in there.
Yep. And you call Jan at 945-0673 or Patty at 833-9265. Again, that's Jan at 945-0673 or Patty at 833-9265. Food is by Applejacks and Anderson. There's a raffle, gun auction, dessert auction. All of the proceeds go to the State of Jefferson Legal Fund. And, we want to make sure that you get down there and they got the great food from Applejacks, and he's giving a good deal on the food. So we want to make sure that you show up for that. And, by gosh, if you can, go in there and have something at Applejacks before, during, or after the event just to, because they got great food. All right. So what else do I have here? I've got another one here. Let's see. Let me go from the radio station trust. Oh, well, they got buses, and that's going to be
– yeah.
There's two buses traveling to Redding.
That's on the
31st. From Redding to Sacramento on the 31st for the Jefferson Rally.
I think they're up to four now.
Is it up to four?
I actually have Gary Hollihan on the line with an update on that.
And there is a belly in the bus. Just so people know.
Okay, so let's get Gary on, and he probably knows more about this than I do.
Gary?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
For the rally, the 31st of May, which is a Wednesday, we have four buses. First come, first serve. It's 210 people. We'll be going, we're figuring, two bus loads from Redding and two bus loads from the Red Bluff Corning area, from Reading. We will leave at 7 o'clock, so therefore we'll board at 6:45. We will meet at the Eagle's Nest Church, where we meet on Monday nights, which is on Bocelli Lane across from Trucks Plus. The cost per person is $35. You can't drive to Sacramento and park and come back for $35. So it's a good deal, plus you're with your closest friends and neighbors that are all on the same page that believe in voting and freedom. The contact person in Reading is Morgy Baugh.
The heck was that?
And her number is 945-1313. Again, it's 945-1313. In Red Bluff, Corning area, it's Patty at 833-0265. That's 833-0265, and they'll leave there approximately at 7:30. And there's storage underneath the buses. Of course, bring your chairs, umbrella to keep the sun off, what have you. There is storage, and we will have a good time. And we're thinking about maybe having a little keep the celebration going, eating at Granzella's on the way back. But that's to be determined. But again, on the 31st, your cost is $35, and we'll leave here. We'll leave at 7 o'clock, so we'll board at 6:45. Any questions?
I think we got it figured out. Yep. All right. Very good. Thanks, Gary.
Yes.
All right. Right.
Oh, I have one for Mr. Trump.
Okay.
Here's a little ditty. How much did you pay for the house you didn't buy? And did you buy that house for a Russian spy?
I'm so tired of the Russia crap.
Russia.
That's
Robert's favorite.
Ridiculous.
He loves to be able to say
anyway,
that.
Anyway, thanks, Gary. We appreciate the call.
He enjoys every minute of it.
I'll tell you what, this last week was a big news week. I mean, there's so many things going on, so much crap going on. It's
I think we have Peter on the line, but Bob is actually on the phone again, so we might have lost him.
I don't know. Is Peter still there, Bob?
Yes, Peter called back.
Okay.
I should give a word of explanation right now because this is the second time this has happened this morning. We have busy phones, and sometimes we get two calls, and in order for the caller that's standing by to hear what's going on, we have to turn both of you up. So we ask that you, while you're waiting, turn your radio down and don't say any naughty words while you're waiting to go on the air.
That could be a lot to ask of some.
I thought maybe we had kind of got into a channel that we weren't supposed to get into.
Well, you never know. We had a lot of voices in the background. So are you with us, Peter?
I know you hear a lot of voices.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
We just knocked over something in the house. Very valuable little thing. I hope my words weren't on the radio.
yeah, they were.
It's not the first time I've heard you say them, Peter.
I apologize. I hope they weren't public.
It's okay. Yeah, it's okay,
you're
Peter.
Not, you're not alone,
Peter. It's okay because they were in Australian, so nobody knew what you said.
Anyway, if you'd seen it was knocked over, you'd understand. Listen, look. I just wanted to ask, get some input from education from Red there. He's the most knowledgeable guy I know of about the unfunded liability. And something you're probably not aware of, but we're still getting screwed over here out here on the water situation. They want to raise our cost of water over the next 3 years by 46%. Drinking water in our water district is over-chlorinated because they haven't changed the filters for 19 years. In Sugarloaf, they got an Ebola problem, and Minterm wants $25,000 a month or whatever it is to provide them with water in clean bottles. But my question to Red is, mate, look, I haven't been lazy. I got on the internet to find out the unfunded liability of Shasta County, and And the best figure I can come up with is 2014, and it was 162 million. Do you know, have the latest figures by any chance at all?
No, and to be perfectly honest, a lot of the financial records of California, especially surrounded unfunding liability, just kind of brick wall at 2014. It's almost like they made a conscious decision to go, nope, we're not reporting what's going on after 2014. And a lot of the numbers that you find are really misleading and kind of unforgiving too, especially when you get into them at the county and the city level, because they're basing their figures off of the data that CalPERS gives them, which has been proven on more than one occasion now to be complete acts of fiction. So what you're looking at for unfunded liability, say, in 2014 for Shasta County is $162 million in unfunded liability is based off of the data that CalPERS has been misreporting. So if there was $162 million in unfunded liability, that's based on the fact that CalPERS was funded in the account according to what they were. The actuary values of the stock holdings were what they were supposed to be, and they were hitting their 7.25% percentage of interest, none of which is true. It hasn't been true for close to a decade. So the amount of unfunded liability is probably catastrophically higher than $162 million.
So if they're not fake news, they're fake government, right?
Oh, well, of course, yeah. Would you have a shot in the dark about it? I mean, you're probably more educated than that stupid guy, David Muir, that writes it all up for the county.
A very rough... we've been trying to figure out what the actual numbers are based on what we can get from CalPERS. And from what we've found in local municipalities, I would say a fair ballpark is probably about triple of estimates.
Okay.
He's probably the one that's been telling Sullivan that there's no problem.
Probably. Yeah. Okay, well, it'll be a very interesting meeting on Tuesday at the Board of Supervisors. Make sure you tape it. And love your show, mate. I enjoy listening to you Sunday morning. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Very good. Well, let's see. Have we got any other caller? I thought I heard
No.
Oh, good. Some
of the same ones keep calling back.
Okay, I heard the phone ring. Okay, so there's so much news right now. I mean, I don't even know where to start. We could start with Eastern Washington lawmakers file bill to split state. This is up in Spokane.
Mm-hmm. Mean they actually have some reps with some testicular fortitude?
Yeah.
Either, I almost said testicles.
Coyones, you know, a set of brass ones. I don't know. I mean,
some knockers that matter.
Unlike our screwed up communist guys down there in Sacramento, because, I mean, last week they're passing a bill to you know, make it legal for communists to hold office.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what conclusions can you come to
if that's true? Job. Yeah,
so it's okay. And you know what's so screwed up is they don't even get why that's a problem.
Yeah, free speech, and you're entitled to be whoever. There's a point when your free speech and your religious or political views are completely anathema to the rule of law and the Constitution of the United States of America, where it's not political speech, it's sedition and treason.
Well, you know, the theory, too, is I watched the thing from PragerU. And, you know, they talk about the Holocaust with the Jews. And the reason that that was such a big deal, and I'm not trying to be, you know, make light of that, is that, you know, it was one country basically going after a race of people.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in communist country, they go after their own people. And that's okay. See, because if you kill, you know, 10 million of your own guys, you're just cleaning up.
Yeah.
You know, if you kill 10 billion of somebody else's guys, then you're a evil person.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, Stalin, you know, Mao, all these guys that killed all these people in their own countries doesn't get reported in the schools or on the news or anything because, you know, there's some kind of justification of the fact that it was in their own country.
Yeah, what was the name of the guy down there with the Khmer Rouge in Cambodia? They don't even know
Pol Pot.
Yeah, they don't even know how many millions of people he
killed. But I guess it's okay because communism now is a good thing, and we want it in our capital, too.
No. Ain't happening.
Anyway, in eastern Washington, the lawmakers are filing to split the state. In California, they're filing to make sure that communist subversives are able to gain gainful employment in our government. Is it just me?
As they put it in the first paragraph of the Breitbart story on this subject, the California State Assembly passed a bill Monday to allow state employees to be communists. A surprise to observers who may have presumed many state employees were already communists.
Now they're just out of the closet. So this is the out-of-the-closet legislation. So all you guys that are already communists, now you can say you're communist.
Well, that's what I think it's more about, too, because you look at the representative that brought this bill forward, and then you find out that his mother was one of the originators and founders of the United Farm Workers of America with Cesar Chavez and a little guy named Saul Alinsky.
No. I would have never guessed. And, crazy, you know, if you guys don't know who we're talking about, you need to do some homework, you know, because Saul Alinsky wrote this little book called Rules for Radicals, you know, dedicated, dedicated to Satan, you know. I mean, just that ought to make the hair on the back of your neck stand up. This guy's influencing people on this subversive activity, how to subvert a government, which is treason, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how to subvert a government and take over from the inside. And oh, by the way, I'll just dedicate my book to Satan because, you know, that's what we do.
Yeah.
Well, that was dedicated to, what's his name, Howard Dean. And, you know, he sounds like he has a demon inside of him anyway.
That was an actual exorcism.
Yeah. It came out.
He has eyes rolled back, head spun.
Yeah.
You know, that came out. So, but think about that for a second. Gee, you know, it's like, oh, we got to have religious freedom. These idiots. Oh, we got to have religious freedom, blah, 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 blah. That's why Muslims are on equal stance of Christians. Except that if you have religious freedom that wants to kill you and doesn't respect your viewpoint, that's not having religious freedom anymore. That's having people that want to kill you take over your country. Get it?
At that point, it's a form of political speech, and it is a seditious form of political speech.
Yeah. It's like saying, oh, all religion is equal. What about Satanism when they kill your children as sacrifices during the night when you're not awake? They should have free religious rights, too?
No.
I guess the caveat should be as long as they don't infringe on everybody else's rights. I'm not sure that's in Sharia law.
What about the satanic wackos that run around killing kids in puberty so that they can get adrenal chrome out of their pituitary gland?
Yeah.
That's religious speech, right?
Yeah, that's they should be on the same footing.
Yeah. And we should allow them to have monuments in our public parks and things like that. I mean, it has become so watered down and so diluted and so asinine. The American people have gotten to a point where they will swallow almost anything.
They are.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Yeah, a lot of them are.
Morons.
Yeah. Yeah. And so they don't understand that, you know, liberty is freedom with responsibility. It's not, I'm free to do anything. Let's invite them all in, open borders. It doesn't matter if they're all a bunch of satanic Muslims who like to cut people's heads off. They need freedom, too. And by the way, if they're throwing gay people off the tops of buildings, that's part of their freedom as well.
Yeah.
You know, the gay guy, you know, he has to just kind of, you know, not worry about it because, you know, we're all equal.
Yeah, it's a crock. I mean, people have basically BS'd common sense out of the argument.
Right.
It's nonsense.
It is nonsense. Now, let's go from but that's what we do.
Oh.
We report nonsense because the media doesn't report jack.
Yeah, like
yeah, they do.
That's a good one coming up.
Well, we got some coming up, so let's go to a break here.
If you want to call in, have a question or a comment for us, or a subject you'd like to talk about, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Go grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies that lead them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys. Still are, it seems, sadly in search of, and one step in back of themselves and their slow moving dreams. Cowboys are special with their own brand of misery from being alone.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, brought to you by Powerhouse Solar of Reading, Sundays at noon on KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 AM.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Turtle Bay's spring plant sale prices have been extended. If you missed out on the sale, don't worry. You can still get a discount on the many drought-tolerant and riparian perennial plants that have been grown on-site at the Turtle Bay Nursery. Turtle Bay members get 30% off and non-members get 20% off through the month of May. The nursery is open every Friday and Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. all year long. Visit turtlebay.org for a full inventory list and more details. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland. Join us Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, May 19th at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio, here on AM 1460 KCNR.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Bistar Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Bistar Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Fivestar Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of Free Fire Media, community radio for the snort, North State. That was slip of the tongue.
North State.
You're full of minute. boy.
Who wins?
Just saying. Happy Mother's Day.
Nice try.
My sweet sister.
Yeah. Nice try.
The one I love.
I don't take the cleanup very well.
Give me a hug.
Okay. You've gone off the deep now. He's been outside too long.
Well, it's those chemtrails. I actually...
Lack of oxygen goes along with that.
I actually have found out that they're selling it down the street in little containers, paper containers. Yeah, it's Stardust. We should play that Willie Nelson song. Well, back on track.
Sure that's come true?
I'm pretty sure.
It's not little white rocks.
Yeah, snorting a little something extra there.
Pretty sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. I mean, that's what
driving
I think.
Driving with the windows up?
Well, I think some people are. That's for damn sure.
When he sells it to you,
smoke
he goes,
weed
hey.
Every day.
See, a little does baked? He ask you if you're going to go get wet?
I don't.
Because
yeah.
In that
legal.
Case, that's angel dust. Oh, but that's PCC.
See when he asks if I'm going to get wet. Yeah, I'm going down to the plunge because it's hot.
It will do that.
Yeah, I'm going to take the plunge. Well,
another definition to it.
moving right along. You know, there's so many things to cover. We got lawmakers go boom, 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 Clive Bundy. What was the, we got the vaccines.
Clinton shipping lines.
Oh, yeah, that's where. Okay, let's go back to, this is news, comes from USAPoliticsToday.com. Breaking, Clinton Foundation, cargo ship raided at Port of Baltimore, reveals a sick secret.
Weird. The Clintons have secrets?
A ship owned by the Clinton Foundation was raided. The name of the ship is the Chelsea.
Yeah, it's their flagship.
The flagship.
Imagine that.
Was carrying illegal contraband into the United States. We honestly don't know what to expect. What they found was 14 containers with people in them. The people were from places like Yemen and Syria. Not a single one of them had any documentation. They interviewed those who spoke English, and they were told that for $40K, anyone can catch a ride to the United States on a ship nobody would ever suspect. Immigration was immediately called and found that 460 people on board illegally, not one had been through any kind of a vetting process. After running the men through facial recognition, they found that more than a dozen suspected terrorists who are on the U.S. no-fly list, those men are about to be unleashed on the public for $40K apiece.
Aboard the Clinton Foundation flagship Chelsea.
Yeah, that's what I got here. It's you can go to USA Politics today.
Yeah, I'm sure the mainstream media jumped all over that one, didn't they?
Yeah, the fake news that doesn't report anything and black things out. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a follow-up on that and see where that goes because, I mean, at some point in time, you got to draw some conclusions here.
Well, let's see. They're taking apart the global crime families here. Barack Obama's cocaine retirement package gets busted down in the Caribbean on a boat. And
well, we've got arrested. Now, this is from Fox News, you know, and we've got great again. ICE arrests 1,378 suspected gang members in the largest sweep yet. This is thegatewaypundit.com, but this comes from Fox News. And the Trump administration, ICE's Homeland Security investigation. Operations ran from March 26th to May 6th. And we heard about this on Channel 7, right? Because they got the facts right? Right?
No, not a word.
Not a word. Wow.
Yeah.
Gangs threat. No, what we got is the sunshine and lollipop version from down south. They're releasing a bunch more criminals that are hardened that commit acts of violence. That, you know, they change the meaning of the word violence so that it doesn't mean violent anymore. So you can rape people and stuff, and then you're okay. You're a good guy.
Yeah, and something interesting that I need to look into. I actually had an opportunity to speak to a former inmate that had been in the prison system for a little bit of time and is now out. According to him, they're being very selective racially about who they are AB 109 and Prop 57ing out.
No,
they are leaving a certain ethnicity in place in the prison systems, which I was told is all about controlling the drug trade in the California penal system.
I'm shocked.
So. Might be bringing up something about that and get a chance to do a little more looking into it and a little bit of opportunity to.
And the government has no hand in that.
Oh, not at all.
Yeah.
Well, there's another 900 pedophile arrest thing on the human trafficking trafficking that goes.
Yeah, worldwide, they took down a child pornography ring.
Child porn king arrested in the largest bust ever.
Yep.
Neon Nettle, May 9th. Yeah. And he's from America. I guess he's an American citizen from Peoria, Illinois, who's lived in the Philippines for the last 17 years, where he's been abusing Philippine children and providing pedophilia networks around the world with vile content. So he finally is in handcuffs.
Yeah, I believe he got 30 years. And along with him, there was over 900 arrests globally. 350 of those arrests were here in the United States. During the arrests, they found over 300 children living in slavery and pedophile conditions.
Mm. And what are we talking about on the national stage is that the Russians are in collusion with Trump, even though there's zero evidence.
Yeah, even according to testimony before Sally Yates.
James Claptrapper or Clapper.
Yeah, all of these people are saying there is zero evidence. This is a complete red herring. This is nonsense. And then you have the Democrats who have been screaming since October to fire Jim Comey.
Did you see the interview with Maxine Waters?
I have a hard time following Maxine Waters because I don't speak complete moron. I speak partial moron.
Not complete.
Not complete.
So that's like moronic?
Yeah.
Do you speak moronic? No. Yeah,
do you speak?
Well, I can assign little things, you know, and I am, you know, I'm not fluent.
She speaks morbonics.
Morbonics.
Moronbonics.
Morbonics. I don't know, but it was awful. I mean, she goes, yeah, if it was Hillary Clinton, basically, that was, in charge, and she fired her, that would okay. That would be fine because that, you know, they didn't like him. But if Trump fires him, then he's doing it because he's trying to hide the Russian investigation.
That is like the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Pretty close.
Yeah,
pretty close.
I don't think they get much dumber than Miss Waters. Mrs. Waters, the Muddy Waters, whatever.
Maybe Elijah Cummings. Maybe.
Yeah, I think he's running. They're running neck and neck with Nancy Pelosi.
I think it's a contest.
It'd be almost like a, you know, if you had a race, you know, inside of a maze.
You think these two can get out? You think they have a pool? They like each throw in $500 and go, okay, let's see who can get away with saying the dumbest crap on TV and how many people they can get to buy into it.
What gets me is, why do they keep interviewing these idiots? You know, and who listens? Who listens? I mean, obviously, you know, you can't believe anything the media tells you anymore, or doesn't tell you, or, you know, blacks out all that. I mean, how can you even think to listen to these idiots at all? You know, you got what's his name doing the eyebrow roll on CNN, Anderson Cooper. If you think Anderson Cooper is a journalist, you're a freaking idiot. Ex-CIA, just saying.
Yeah, that sums it up right there. Is there any such thing as ex-CIA?
No, I think it's like the mafia. Once you're in for life.
Yeah, there's a blood oath.
There's no getting out.
Yeah,
if you get out, they carry you out.
Yeah, and that would have been a CIA agent during the Bush tenure, Bush the first, correct?
You know the other one I love is that when the Democrats are all screwed up, they always cite those. Well, there's a couple Republicans on the other side that are for this too, and they always cite, you know, Lindsey Graham and John McCain. It's like, yeah, they're paragons of idiocy too. We got the moron. We should have the moron Olympics out on the front house, White House lawn, instead of having an egg roll. We got a moron roll. You know, you see if you can.
I'm sorry, John McCain's a traitor going back to the Vietnam War.
Oh,
there
yes.
is a pile of evidence.
Well, they always cite the other side, so you know somehow like some moronic Republican that you know wouldn't know his ass from a hole in the ground as far as conservative values is the paragon of because that means that it's good because they on the other side of the aisle it's a nonpartisan issue.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Unfreaking believable. Anybody who buys into that crap, I've got some beachfront property in Arizona for sale.
So if Comey wasn't fired to cover up the Russian thing, then why was he fired?
Because he was sort of starting. He was starting to dress in women's clothes, and I don't know.
He's turned into J. Edgar Hoover.
Because I'm good enough. I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Well, the man has proven to be completely incompetent. He's overstepped his bounds.
Well, the big thing
but
was...
But isn't that the criteria for the past government?
No, but the big thing was he was trying the cases without even referring them to the Department of Justice.
Yes.
It's that simple. When you at the Department of Justice go, oh, yeah, by the way, they don't have any intent, so I'm not going to refer it to the Department of Justice for prosecution, even though I know that the prosecution, the attorney general is in the bag, meeting with Bill on the tarmac. But it's my job to make sure that nothing ever gets there because then there's no chance of any pressure being put on the attorney general. We'll just say there's no intent, even though gross negligence is the standard for that particular issue. And by the way, have you seen the new line of clothing at Victoria's Secret?
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Pretty much. And that's what it gets. It is not within the purview of the FBI. They were asked to conduct an investigation. Their job is to investigate it and then turn that data over to the Department of Justice.
Right.
And then the Department of Justice doesn't even get to decide.
Right.
Because they've got to turn it over to a grand jury.
Right.
Wow. Almost like there's checks and balances and stuff.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Now you just go have a meeting on the bill, you know, with and Bill on the tarmac, and then you talk about your grandchildren for an hour or two, and, you know, everything
and
just goes away.
Let's talk about the other failings of Comey. Let's talk about Pulse Nightclub in Orlando, where they knew the shooter was a radical Muslim. They knew he was going to do something. He was investigated multiple times, and that investigation was shut down at the highest levels, including by Hillary Clinton and Jim Comey. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about the blood on Comey's hands from that. Let's talk about the blood on Comey's hands from the Boston Marathon, where they interviewed Tsarnaev before he blew it up. The Russians warned us he was going to do it. Let's talk about Russian collusion there with Jim Comey when they warned us that we had a terrorist from Chechnya that was going to blow up Americans twice, and Comey ignored it. Let's talk about that blood on the man's hands.
Yeah.
I could go on. He was an incompetent buffoon. He has absolutely no integrity. and he never did. Let's talk about Jim Comey, former vice president of HSBC, that got immunity for funneling and laundering drug money. Let's talk about that, Jim Comey. Russia? Russia, Russia, Russia? Really? Are you kidding me? Thank God. Kick rocks, buddy.
But Trump fired him.
Yeah.
Bad.
Kick rocks.
Bad.
Yeah, I was supposed to promote him and transfer him. Like they do everybody else before Trump, yeah, right?
Transfer him to C block with the rest of them.
I'm just saying. That's what
I think there's quite a few people that should be over in the C and B block.
Yeah.
And maybe they're going to reopen the Hillary email, which they should, and somebody should go to jail here. I mean, somebody needs to go to jail. I'm sorry. I'm tired of this crap where these guys just seem to get away with it. There's no journalistic integrity out there. Nobody ever goes to prison, even though it's blatant criminality.
Can we open Alcatraz again?
Ooh.
I'm just asking, is it a possibility that we could open Alcatraz?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They go Federal Political Holding Colony Alcatraz. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, I'm just saying, that'd be a good place. Keep them all in one contained area.
Yeah.
So they're amongst their peers.
And not even... Give them a budget and let them manage the prison themselves.
Yeah. Hey, sounds good.
It's already practically Detroit. Let's see if they can actually make it worse.
Or it's a Fantasy Island, maybe. You know.
It's the plane. It's the plane.
No. Oh, boy.
Oh, man. It's frustrating.
It's frustrating.
Anybody with...
An ounce of sense realizes that Hillary Clinton broke the law. I mean, they just busted up all their cell phones with hammers. That's normal procedure.
Yeah. Smash their laptops.
There was no intent there.
Yeah, let's talk about that. What's with Comey giving Clinton staffers immunity and allowing them to destroy their personal devices before they even give up anything for testimony or evidence or anything?
It's because they're under investigation.
Yeah. All right, I'll make you a deal. You can hide all the evidence, and we won't prosecute you for anything.
Because
we're
not smart enough. Mm. We're not good enough. And by gosh, we're corrupt enough, though.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to prosecute because I found my own suicide note in Hillary's emails.
It's like Daffy Duck is in charge, man. Good grief. All right, so.
Comey lost me after he refused to turn it over to the Department of Justice to go after Hillary.
So.
Sorry.
Moving right along. Let's look at the global hack.
We won't forget to mention that Lavoie, Finicum, and Malheur happened under Comey's watch, too.
Well, there is that. I guess, you know, the FBI going around shooting ranchers who are saying that the Constitution should be the law of the land and the federal government doesn't know anything.
Or the murder of doctors and informants in Blandon, Utah, and other things. That's all on Comey's watch, too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I forgot about that one. Well, we're almost to the top of the hour. We've got 2 minutes. In the second half, we want to talk about the government under pressure in London and England. This comes from the Telegraph UK. A global cyber attack as the weekend of chaos looms. I was listening to the news before we came on. It was like, everything is fixed. You know, I sound like Mr. Rogers, you know. I mean, but...
We'd need some Mr. Rogers.
I'm looking at another one. Investment Watch, the day the Earth was hacked, biggest ransomware outbreak ever, at least 99 countries attacked, and it's okay now, though.
No.
Because the NSA stepped in, and they're smart enough, and they're good enough.
But I'm not a numbers guy, but that doesn't seem to add up.
Mm. Yeah. No. So we got that. We got the.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. Unless they're overstepping international law and bounds, how does the NSA stop a cyber attack in 98 other countries? Almost like they were embedded and in place there illegally already.
No.
Well, I know. I got it. It's because Dracula. What's his name? You know, ex-vice president from Clinton. Can't think of his name.
Al Gore.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Bob.
Yes. Al Gore transformed himself into a superhero, kind of like on Tron, and shot himself through the internet he created to save the day.
Super bloodsucker.
I think we're at the top of the hour.
And so is he like trapped in cyberspace now somewhere going, climate change will destroy the motherboard?
That's right. And dressed up looking like Batman.
Oh, God.
Like, so stay tuned for the second hour of Sovereign Minds. You've been listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
I'm climate man.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. A young British researcher is being cheered today for ending this weekend's global ransomware cyber attack.
Britain's National Cybersecurity Center and others are praising the cybersecurity researcher. He's a 22-year-old identified online only as Malware Tech, who unintentionally at first discovered a so-called kill switch that halted the unprecedented outbreak. By then, the ransomware attack had crippled Britain's hospital network and computer systems in several countries. The creators of the malware wanted to extort money from computer users. Andrew Stewart, SRN News.
Who's going to be the next FBI director? That is the question that President Trump will have to answer. The Justice Department conducting interviews this weekend. 8 candidates have been in, including acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe. And more are expected to be interviewed. The president says he may make a decision come Friday. Mr. Trump has not made a decision yet on sending more U.S. troops to Afghanistan.
White House National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster says the president is still reviewing military proposals.
The president has not made a decision yet on a course of action. What we have done, which is what we have done in many cases on the North Korea problem set, for example, is we've consulted broadly across our government and with allies.
McMaster says the president will have the opportunity to hear from allies during his upcoming foreign trip, which will include stops at the NATO summit and the gathering of G7 nations. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A top North Korean diplomat says Pyongyang would be willing to meet with the Trump administration for negotiations, quote, if the conditions are set. What exactly those conditions would be, he did not say. However, as North Korea has just launched another test ballistic missile this morning, rattling the region, the Trump administration says it's not interested in any meetings at the moment. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-960-4646.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-960-4646. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-960-4646. 800-960-4646.
Emmanuel Macron inaugurated today as France's new president at the Élysée Palace in Paris and immediately launched into his mission to shake up French politics, world economics, and the European Union. The 39-year-old Macron is the youngest president in the country's history and the 8th president of France's Fifth Republic, which was established in 1958. A former minister with pro-business, pro-European views, Macron is the first French president who doesn't originate from the country's two mainstream parties. After Macron was formally declared president this morning, 21 cannon shots were fired across the Seine River. In Germany, Chancellor Angela Merkel's conservatives have beaten their center-left rivals in a state election in Germany's most populist region, according to projections, a major blow to Merkel's challenger in a national election, which will be held 4 months from now. This one took place in the western state of North Rhine-Westphalia. News and analysis at townhall.com. Thousands of animal rights activists protested Saturday in Madrid to demand an end to Spain's long tradition of bullfighting.
The march went through the Spanish capital's city center with the united message that bullfighting is violence. Animal rights activists say the gory fights are among the planet's most blatant forms of animal cruelty, while fans defend it as part of Spain's traditional culture. Bullfights were named part of the country's cultural heritage in a law passed in 2013. Protesters want a change in legislation making animal cruelty subject to Spain's criminal code.
Correspondent Ron DeRockstra. Today is Sunday, May the 14th. It's a birthday for some notable people, including former Senator Byron Dorgan, the Democrat of North Dakota, 75 years old. Movie titan George Lucas is 73 today. Actress Kate Blanchett has 48 candles on her birthday cake. Singer Danny Wood of New Kids on the Block turns 48 years old today. Movie writer-director Sofia Coppola, 46. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside. I am.
Ooh.
What I am,
the pause that refreshes. Hold on.
Get that caffeine in.
Thanks, Bob. Now, where were we? Are all the big people out of the room? Sorry about that. Coffee's good. I needed some. What do you need?
Just real quick, it's Alt print screen, not
Alt
control.
Alt print screen. Okay, that I wanted to figure out how that works because I'd like to know how you do that.
We're just trying to figure out how to stop the hack.
Yeah.
Press F4.
Format your disk, and then you can type in Cryware. Anyway, getting back on this investigation into the day the Earth was hacked, the biggest ransomware outbreak ever, at least 99 countries have been attacked. But everything's fine now.
Yeah, sure.
Well, according to the BBC, the cyber attack is actually escalating.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm hearing, is that it's not over. It's not good. You know, evidently they were trying to blackmail, medical places in the UK to get their records, you know, so the people couldn't get to their records. And if they couldn't have access to their records, they would have to start sending them money, you know. But, this is supposedly coming from a mysterious weapon the shadow brokers claim to have stolen from the as a cyber weapon from the NSA last month, and gives them unprecedented access to all computers using Microsoft Network. Now, what does that tell you, that sentence about gives them unprecedented access to all computers using Microsoft Network? If you were a thinking man, and I like to think I am once in a while, what would you what would your conclusion be from that sentence?
That the United States of America has the capacity and capability of spying on anything and everyone in the world, and that ability is easily turned and manipulated to nefarious ends, such as blackmail?
Yeah, and how did they get that into the Microsoft Windows program?
Didn't they have to do that prior?
I would think that maybe Bill Gates might have to know about that, wouldn't you?
Maybe.
Even if he doesn't.
It's purportedly a bug in Microsoft Windows that Microsoft is currently issuing. Fixes for including, this is the surprising part, including Windows XP and older systems that are no longer serviced.
Well, and what does that tell you there, Bob?
Well, they're saying a lot of, especially in places like Great Britain, a lot of computers over there are still on Windows XP.
Which means that they've probably been spying for a long time.
Exactly, since, at least 2000.
But they never spied on Trump. It was
I'd put it back to the 1950s and the 1960s.
When they first came out with computers and things.
Electronic surveillance.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically, that. Miracle if no one
They'll
comes
be sending
to
out patches for your UNIVAC next week.
Well, what my brother's dad used to comment a lot is, we would talk about government spying and stuff like that. And his comment was always, they could tell you how many grasshoppers farted in Nebraska last night. I'm never sure what he exactly meant by that, but I got a pretty good idea.
You know, here's Edward Snowden. If NSA builds a weapon to attack Windows XP, which Microsoft refuses to patch, it falls into enemy hands. Should the NSA write a patch?
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that this is not, you haven't heard the end of this. I've got another site saying that there's going to be a nuclear problem with this encoding here pretty soon. I don't know. I'm just reporting. I guess they forgot to report.
I hope our nukes don't run on Windows. Dear God, that's a terrifying thought. For a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
Are you sure you want to push the button? Yeah.
You sure you want to get on your computer today?
Can you please transmit your command into a Word form?
Yeah, right. Just like a capital on deal with
changing from PDFs.
Dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Unbelievable. So they filed a lawsuit for the state of Jefferson and for the it's not the state of Jefferson, but the Citizens for Fair Representation. They filed a lawsuit down in the Capitol, and they just forgot to tell the attorneys. You know, since the first of the year, we don't accept PDF formats anymore. It's all Word.
Which is crap. I would like to know if the state can't do a PDF. Why do
that
every
is
time
like the dumbest thing I've ever heard?
Yeah.
Why is it every time I do a public records request, I get the information in a PDF?
Well, they just changed it on Monday. They implemented that.
No, they changed it from the first of the year, and didn't tell them till Monday.
Well, I know, but I'm being smart that they decided on Monday. It just so happened that up until that point, they would go ahead and accept it, but not today.
And when you ask them why, they go, because we made a rule.
Yeah. Yeah.
We can do PDF. You just can't.
Yeah. There's no. Oh, and by the way, could you meet Vladimir here and Joseph, Josef, and Mao? There are new security people. Yeah. Just saying, we don't give out their last names because we don't want them to be harassed at home. Wow. Unbelievable. So, I think we've beat that horse to death enough to say that stay tuned. There's more on the way. Moving right along, lawmakers in Arizona. They have an interesting deal going on. This comes from the Arizona Capital Times. And interestingly enough, the lawmakers gave final approval to legislation that would provide the way to avoid capital gains on gold and silver if you sell them after you buy them. And this also includes art, collectible cars, commercial real estate. And then, you know, so if you sell it for more than it cost right now, or it was in all the most other states, the difference is subject to a state income tax between what you bought it for and what you sold it for if there's a gain. And so, right, what they're going to do, I'm sorry, I misread that. What they're going to do with HB 2014 is to carve out an exception when people invest into gold and silver coins produced by the U.S. Mint. Okay, so you do get taxed on art, collectible cars, commercial real estate, and if you sell it again for a gain, then you get taxed on that. But what they're doing is they're carving out an exception for gold and silver coins produced by the U.S. Mint. Now, that's kind of big, okay, because that would be, you know, let's say that gold goes up to $2,000 an ounce. You can run to Arizona, sell them.
But that's only on the coins that they mint, right? Not on bullion or other forms of gold and silver.
As of right now, that's what I'm reading.
Interesting.
Hmm. So, that stay tuned for that, although it's legal tender in Utah. I think you're going to see more and more of these states start to do this that understand what's going on, that understand that sound money and freedom and liberty is the basis of all prosperity. That they're going to start understanding that this money debauchery and this non-store value in the Federal Reserve and the currency called the U.S. dollar, more and more people are going to be moving over into hard stuff because it's getting kind of crazy out there.
Well, and there's some very strong indicators and signals coming out of the White House. We're going to go after the banks and start to look to resecure firm money. I mean, they're making very blatant, obvious statements about pegging our monetary system to a solid value and to solid money, and some very interesting people.
Yeah, let me see if I can play this, if we can get this. This was a Rick Santelli exchange. I'm going to try it on my computer and see if it's loud enough. Sometimes this works, sometimes it doesn't. But this was an exchange that Santelli had with
system to a solid value and to solid money. And,
see if we can get past the rainbows and lollipop commercials.
Well, we got something going on in the background.
Hold on, I know what it is. Let me fix this. Yeah, I see what's going on. Got it. All right. So now let's clear that out and let's try this.
Is like something out of a strange dream, except that the next morning it all makes sense. To power global e-commerce, FedEx networks are massive, far-reaching.
We got a FedEx commercial. It's almost over. Okay, let's see if this... I think it'll work here. Let's see.
I'd like to welcome my special guest today, Dr. Judy Shelton.
Is that loud enough?
Dr. Shelton, thanks for taking the time. Greatly appreciated. Being a Trump advisor, economic advisor, but also co-director of Sound Money Project, you're very qualified to answer the first question, that's for sure. At the Hoover Institution at Stanford this week, Stan Fisher, vice chair of the Fed, really knocked down the notion that there should be rules in a rule-based Fed. He's all for discretion. Your thoughts?
I can't imagine anything more important than having a unit of account and a store of value, the monetary standard, be predictable and totally governed by rules and transparent. It's the most important measure we have in a free market economy. And for someone to say that the value of that unit of account should be subject to the discretion of fallible individuals, I think is shows a little bit of hubris.
Now, being an advisor to the president on economics, is there a path forward to try to push back and bring more rules to the Fed? Is it something that can be tackled, in your opinion?
Well, I must say, I just served on the transition team, and I was part of the landing group assigned to the Treasury. So I won't call myself someone who's whispering in the president's ear. And the Treasury is not really responsible in the same way that the Federal Reserve would be for establishing rules. The Treasury concentrates more on exchange rates. But it's clear that if we are to have a sound money basis for trade, or just domestically so people can plan, then you want to minimize the distortions. You want to minimize the artificiality. And what I think the Trump administration wanted as its overall theme was a sense of monetary integrity. They really rebelled against a false economy induced through quantitative easing and excessively low interest rates. All those distortions alter investment decisions. So it wasn't a matter of saying what should the rule be. I had some ideas myself, but I think there is a sense that under Trump, the goal would be to get back to reconnecting monetary policy to the real economy.
Excellent, Dr.
Now, that was a mouthful, if you understood what she was saying.
Yeah, pretty powerful statement.
It was absolutely a very powerful statement. And you can go to CNBC, and if you want to hear it better than what we just produced, because I don't know how to, you know, or you can go to my Sovereign Minds Facebook, and it's on there. Santelli Exchange, former Trump economic advisor on rules, rule-based Fed. So they're talking about, and there's this Sound Money Project. She's the co-director of the, and the Atlas Network Senior Fellow, and an Atlas Network Senior Fellow. I'm just now starting to get into what the this is about, but it looks to me like Trump is quietly and unobservably, you know, unobservedly, and being, you know, being that they don't, you know, report anything in most mainstream news media, is trying to connect the dots back to sound money, which would be a store of value in real assets, i.e., gold and silver coinage.
Can you imagine the ramifications and ripples that would occur if we were to repeg our currency to gold?
Wow. Well, there's going to be a reset here, and it's coming. And you can not believe that all you want, but it's coming. And it doesn't matter what else is going on. If that happens, there's going to be some problems. And so we have to look at that as you know, a solution that Trump is going to be pushing. So that's an interesting bit of information. What else have we got on the you want to talk about Clive Bundy filing a lawsuit, or let's go with International Monetary Fund is proposing.
Yeah, this one I'm a little confused on.
International, this comes from Armstrong Economics. International Monetary Fund proposes a capital levy tax on money in bank accounts and to raise property taxes. Now,
how does the IMF lay taxes on anybody and increase property taxes on anybody? How do they do that?
Well, basically through their influence in the international community of lending. And they're talking about this to Germany, and says the IMF argues for higher property tax. I mean, because in the European Union, you know, these guys have a lot of clout, and in the world of central banking, they have a lot of clout, and in the world of corrupt political sock puppets, they have a lot of clout. So that's how what they want to do is this, and this is what they're doing in California even right now, not the IMF, but think about what Jerry Brown wants to do. Their answer to everything is to raise taxes.
Raise taxes, yep. Raise taxes, raise taxes.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how much you spend. It always matters how much you collect until, you know, we're going to have to hire Zorro here pretty soon.
Yeah, and California's solution, hey, we've pissed off all our public funds, so we need to seize more private funds. That was what was behind trying to create a state mandatory Social Security-like thing where they were going to seize everybody's retirement funds to be managed by the state.
Well,
it's communism.
It's communism. And, you know, so they're calling these taxes and capital levies, you know, this is going to be the measures that help to, you know, get rid of the coming sovereign debt crisis. Now, remember those words, because you're going to hear a lot more about that, because, oh, let's see, there was a sovereign debt crisis and I don't know, Cyprus and then Greece and you know, Venezuela and Puerto Rico. Gosh, we're getting closer to home, aren't we? And so
California. California.
Next. You know, so what they don't want to do is they don't want to talk about reducing the size of government. It's always about raising taxes. And, you know, what they did in Cyprus and Greece, they start seizing people's bank accounts. Gee. And so, you know, this they're suggesting that we highly recommend to diversify assets that are movable and not subject to taxation merely to possess. I mean, what would that be? Think about that for a little bit. Yeah, some arcade.
Well, I just go back to even more fundamentals. Let's see, the IMF. I don't have the chance to vote for anybody on that board or any of that, so they're proposing taxes. Would that not be taxation without representation?
Nah.
Are you sure?
Nah.
I'm pretty sure that meets the criteria.
Let's listen to some more Bruno Mars.
Oh, man. Okay. It keeps getting better.
If you take the red pill, it'll be fine. Or the Stardust is good, too. And if you don't like that, well, there's other things that, you know, will work. Let's go to a break.
All right. If you want to call in and you have a question, comment, or subject you'd like to talk about, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 AM.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Taking America back is more than merely voting for the right candidate and expecting him alone to turn a morally bankrupt country around. What made and will continue to make America great is a country who allows God his rightful place. Without godly Christian values, there's no absolute standard for our courts to judge by and no standard to hold our politicians accountable. People must experience a change of heart that only comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland. Join us Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Like that one, Bob, huh?
Great video.
Yeah, I thought so too. I thought it was appropriate for Mother's Day. Anyway, yes.
Maybe we should play Up Against the Wall, Redneck Mother after this.
Well, I like the Bellamy Brothers. That's a good one. All right, so we're back. Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media. Our next story that we were just kind of having a session about. You can go to G. Edward Griffin's Need to Know News, and the there's an adult vaccine damage can sue manufacturers in the United States. And evidently what's happening here is that you can't sue for children's vaccines, but you can sue for adult vaccines and go directly to the manufacturers. So there's a federal law that bars people from suing vaccine manufacturers for children that are recommended for children and pregnant women. But there's a new, there's little lawsuits coming down the pipe here where the shingles vaccine is for adults. So the change of venue takes it into the standard federal and state courts. So that's another way to go after these manufacturers. There's evidently a bunch of people that have already started filing these cases. The one attorney, one of the plaintiff's attorneys told the report that they had 50 plaintiffs, and he states he has 5,000 clients waiting in the wings. So you can get around this child injury vaccine, Childhood Vaccine Injury Act of 1986 through adult vaccines.
If you've had the shingles vaccine.
I think it applies to any adult vaccines.
But it doesn't allow the children to actually go.
Well, that's true. But at the same time, it's a crack in the armor.
Oh, yeah.
I would go after
but
these
if
guys.
I understand it correct, on the children's vaccine, you can't sue the manufacturer, but you can file a suit and get...
from the government.
To the government.
Which
so
is
there
us.
Is a, yeah.
So you're suing. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
No, I'm with you.
Yeah.
So this comes from John Rappaport's blog. as well. And you can go to johnrappaport.wordpress.com and get the full story there. And it's interesting that the major media is not covering any of that.
Well, no.
Well, vaccines are safe, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to not ever give my kids any vaccines. And then, you know, the California is trying to pass a law saying that I'm a bad parent because and they could take my kids away from me and put me in jail.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, that's not going to fly. So what else have we got here? We got former Congressman Corrine Brown found guilty of fraud and conspiracy. I guess I missed that one. Texas passes an anti-sanctuary bill, criminalizes behavior for sheriffs and police chiefs who do not comply. Here's a good one down in Oakland. California teacher invites BAMN, violent revolutionaries, to indoctrinate her students. The BAMN stands for by any means necessary. they brought her into her 10th grade students' class to openly recruit them to join their group. Getting the facts right again. Nobody's reporting this?
No.
Yeah. So this teacher's name is Livia Perez, and she invited them into her classroom to speak. And is known the group by any means necessary is known specifically for targeting young students and children. So they begin their brainwashing at an early age across California and the country. Teachers like this Perez exist and function freely and are protected by institutions they prop up. High schools, middle schools, elementary schools across the country are filled with anti-American, anti-liberty individuals like this Miss Perez. So this is down at the Oakland Technical High School in Oakland. And like much of California, it is filled with the educational institutes are filled with leftist drivel being fed to students that promote lies about American history and about American policy. And this needs to stop. What else have we got on
the... Yeah, have the education go back to the people?
Well, we've got all kinds of goodies here in California. We have a former gang member, illegal alien, released by Jerry Brown, is now being charged with attempted murder on a police officer.
Oh, wow.
We've got Jerry Brown talking about the great economy of California and how everything is unicorns and rainbows, but we're facing a $20 billion tax crash if we go into a recession. problem is, Jerry, we're still in a recession here in California, have been for sometime, or as he puts it, just the slowest growth in history. That's all it is. It's not a recession. It's just the slowest growth in California history. And then
because everybody's leaving.
Yeah. And then we get into the good one. We've finally gotten a look at Alcalde Rayo de Luna's budget for the state of California, and buried in it are millions upon millions of dollars to be set aside for legal defense for illegal aliens. So We pay gas tax, on which they have spent on everything other than fixing the roads, which is supposed to be. So we're increasing gas tax to actually fix the roads like they were supposed to. At the same time, we're setting aside millions of dollars to defend non-citizens in illegal action against federal law.
Have we reached the line in the sand, draw a line in the sand part yet for anybody
out
there?
Not a numbers guy, but that doesn't seem to add up.
Yeah. I mean, if you're not ready to split the state from the lower 48, how many knuckleheads are in the legislature down there?
Senators and assemblymen total.
Yeah.
What do we got? 120.
120. The lower 120. It should be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they're not representing any of us, even the ones that are up here. Yeah.
So close. I'm kind of curious if a couple of our assemblymen even bother to show up anymore. Or they just sit at home on the ranch and collect their check and go, man, I can't do anything.
Yeah, I can't do anything, but vote for me next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm the only Republican in the area.
Yep. That is kind of the mindset, and it is ridiculous and asinine. And, you know, we understand you guys are outnumbered. We understand you don't have a chance in hell of winning, but we actually expect you to show the grit to stand up and fight and do everything you can to gum up the works.
Something.
Put a stop to it. Grind it. Break it.
Grind it to a halt. I think we're coming to that, you know, with or without their help. But Let's go back to this vaccine thing, because I just noticed this other thing on May 11th that came in that I didn't see. In the last 8 months, vaccine court confirmed 377 tragic vaccine injuries to children and awarded $142 million in damages. And this is the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, a special court that we talked about earlier from the 86th Act. $142 million in injury claims since October 1st of 2016. That's not a lot, I mean, considering that we've only gone back to October. And the judgments disprove that the vaccines are safe. So why are they handing out judgments to the tune of millions of dollars if these vaccines are safe?
And there's no problem with them.
Yeah. So just show up in line and have your kid put out their arm so they can inject you with mercury and all kinds of other nice
experimental things.
So that you know, can feel good about being a parent after they get autism or die. And if you don't, the state's going to tell you you have to.
Yes.
Yeah. Or they'll take your kids away.
There's a couple exceptions to that that you can get around with.
So I had to get that in there. Yeah, I mean,
But it is difficult. And why should you have to? Who has the right to tell you that you have to vaccinate your kid?
Nobody in hell.
Jerry Brown does.
Uh-uh.
Because Jerry is...
Why don't we... Yeah.
Send Jerry over to the house. I'll have a talk
with
him.
Don't you want to be one of Jerry's kids?
No. No.
Yeah, I'm thinking we need to try it on them, you know, and let them try it and see how well it works
for
them.
Maybe we ought to slam those guys with some Stardust.
I'm just saying.
Right, how about this one? There's evidence surfacing now that numerous Bay Area companies are giving employees paid time off to attend Trump protests.
Really?
Well, that sure does. About.
That sure does. Wow. So you get time off for protesting Trump?
Paid time off.
Wow.
Oh, I wonder who's funding that.
Yeah.
Well, probably Starbucks. Let's look at this one. Okay. every dollar spent at Starbucks. This comes from the realpharmacy.com.
Goes to Monsanto.
That's right. Isn't that interesting? Every dollar spent at Starbucks supports GMOs, empowers Monsanto, and hurts grassroots GMO laboring efforts. Here's what they don't want you to know. I guess they just forgot to get the facts right.
I think we just listened to a million hippie heads explode into unicorn frappuccinos.
I'll have to be dying before I buy from Starbucks.
Yeah, I can't stand $5.
Starbucks has been a part of a GMA-led coalition that has donated more than $70 million to defeating GMO labeling efforts in California and Washington State. By opposing the GMO labeling, Starbucks has willingly climbed in bed with Monsanto and the GMA and intentionally misleading customers about their commitment to sustainability and their ethical sourcing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. I mean, good grief. We've got Dutch Brothers. You got alternatives. You got...
There's a lot of alternatives out
better
there.
Better people, better coffee, better everything.
Yeah, Aaron Reznor and her husband are over there. You know, they're pretty good people.
Yeah, solid patriots.
Yeah, solid patriots.
And there's a couple other places, too, that have good coffee.
Christian patriots, God forbid.
Yeah, oh, my God. Yeah. And not that, you know, we would, you know, say anything bad about...
Well, wasn't it Starbucks, too, in regards to the Second Amendment? They were taking a stand against the Second Amendment a few months ago, wasn't it?
They didn't want anybody with a CCW in their stores or coming to their shops. And there's a bunch of political nonsense. And it's like, shut up and make coffee.
And
they didn't want to send coffee to the troops because they had issues with the military and all of that.
There's like 300 companies that... are supporting this GMA thing, the Groceries Manufacturers Association.
And like to point out, Starbucks has a right to make that political statement, just as we have a right to call them douchebags and urge people to boycott them.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
The people need the information. Again, we're going back to Monsanto, like many other people that support that quote unquote, or, you know, care about us. I'm just saying, what the truth is about how they really care about us.
Yeah, you might want to check that out. You know, not that we're trying to espouse any point of view other than give you information on stuff. But, yeah, you know, if these guys are doing that, you should know about it. But I guess that we just don't get that reported. Let's see what else. We got about 15, 20 minutes left. Clive Bundy files lawsuits against Judge Barack Obama, Harry Reid, and others for constitutional violations on May 11th. This is the Washington Standard. You can look it up. On Tuesday, political prisoner Clive Bundy filed a complaint against U.S. District Court Judge Gloria Navarro, U.S. Senator Harry Reid, the son of Harry Reid, Roy Reid. Roy Reid. That almost sounds like, what's his name? Gabby Hayes, you know? Hey, Roy Reid. And President Barack Obama for violating the Constitution by violating the Sixth Amendment right to counsel and the speedy trial, Eighth Amendment rights. These guys don't care about the Constitution.
No, let's go to court and find out the fact that the entire Bundy thing was about removing Cliven Bundy and his family from land that was wanted by a Chinese solar company that just happens to be fronted by Harry Reid's son, Roy Reid. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about it in open court.
Roy Reid.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we got this complaint. So go look this up. This is the Washington Standard. Cliven Bundy files a lawsuit. And this is not going away. There's definitely a fight for our country here. And and the ranch, you know, they wanted to seize Bundy's ranch and his family's land. It's pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're doing it to families mm-hmm. all over the West.
Right.
Did you see the documentary on that?
Yeah, I was just going to say American Standoff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was surprised that they actually did a fairly decent job on a lot of the information.
And yeah. There's a lot more behind it, but, I mean, it was already 2 hours long, packing yeah. in what they could get in. And there's a lot more that went on at Malheur and different things. And again, let's not forget with the firing of James Comey, that was on his watch.
Right.
That was his hurt team that murdered Lavoie Finicum.
Well, and we know from Lavoie Finicum's wife, Jeanette, we went to the dinner last week. And talked to her briefly, and she will be coming on the show. We've kind of got that lined up. I'm not sure who's talking to her in the future.
She's not available until late June.
Okay,
she's got some judicial things that are coming up for her and her family, and some of the stuff they're still facing.
But my point was that she actually approved of the American Standoff film and said it was a fair representation of what happened.
Yeah, I was amazed that they got it as close to what we know is.
One of my favorite parts was watching the interviews with Judge James Grasty, and he's sitting there with his no recall button. How'd that work out for you, Grasty? Enjoying retirement?
Yeah.
Because they're not done with you either. Enjoy it while it lasts.
Okay. With that said, let's go to our last break here, Bob, before the top of the hour and the show's over, and we'll come back and see if we can find any more things that aren't being reported in the news.
You've been listening to Sovereign Minds. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
You know the bed feels warmer sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. You think you got the best of me, think you've had the last laugh, bet you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down, think that I'll come running back. Baby, you don't know me, cause you're dead wrong. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller, doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you fighter. What's that fever lighter? Doesn't mean I'm over, cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, stronger. Trust me, myself and I. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller, doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. You heard that.
It's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about?
I love my job. Tune in and find out why right here Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, brought to you by Powerhouse Solar of Reading, Sundays at noon on KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Some will write you off before you ever start. Some will say the journey's just too hard. Somewhere between right here.
We are the best-kept secret in the universe. Our mission is to monitor extraterrestrial activity on Earth. We are your best, last, and only line of defense. We work in secret. We exist in shadow.
And we dress in black.
Yep, that'd be us. Oh, boy, I'll tell you what. Can't make this stuff up. I just ran across a story that a couple of stories that we need to get out there, and this is from the Conservative Tribune. First piece of border wall is in place, and here's the best part. This comes from the conservativetribune.com, and it was posted yesterday. And on the campaign trail, Donald Trump's promise to build the wall became one of the key phrases in his candidacy. It is now happening, but Americans can use another popular phrase to explain why. Thanks, Obama. A new 7.5-mile-long welded steel wall has been completed along the Mexican border in NACO, Arizona. While it is only a piece of the extensive southern border, the construction was funded by a budget approval by none other than President Barack Obama. Trump is using the current bill to get his priorities moving and put it down. This is why I like Trump. You know, they passed this last budget, you know, or the budget before this last one, and now he's using the money that Obama you know, Obama didn't want to put nothing into the wall. So he's using that current bill to get his priorities moving and put down. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer said in a news briefing early in May, according to the White House transcript, to answer the question, it is currently being built in Arizona, Sunland Park, New Mexico, and we're going to start doing this in San Diego, El Paso, and the Rio Grande. So is Trump going to build the wall? Yeah, Trump's building the wall. And you can, and he's, like he said, you can count on it. This guy makes a promise and he follows through. So the project was paid for by last year's fiscal budget, was given the thumbs up by Obama. It seems the former president is fine at securing small areas of the border, but attacks from anyone who wants to secure the entire country, yeah, that's okay. So it's an 18-foot high wall. The new wall is meant to stop pedestrians from crossing the United States and so forth. So that's something that should have gotten out here. Another fun fact, Susan Rice, this comes from investmentwatchblog.com. Fun fact, Susan Rice has a net worth of $50 million as a career U.S. public servant with a maximum salary of $172,000 a year. Now, how do you have a net worth of $50 million when you're only making $172,000 a year?
I don't know. Who's her investment broker?
Yeah, she's just getting hot tips, you know, from Warren Buffett or something,
but she,
right?
Yeah.
No,
she
graft.
Works for the government.
And no, it's funny though. You see, like $5 trillion missing from the budget here, and five. You know, there's all this money missing, and then all these guys are sitting up there. You know, oh yeah, you know, I just got the lucky roll at the dice table.
Yeah,
you know. Not a numbers guy, but that doesn't seem to add up.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, I found it in a bag outside the Capitol building,
and I you know, don't worry. Look the other way. We don't want to, you know, we're not giving out investment advice here. But as long as Loretta Lynch is the attorney general, who's going to go? Who's going to know? Who's going to get prosecuted?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Jeff Sessions is now the attorney general.
Persecuted man.
Yeah. So, you know, how do you do that? How do you go from, you know, how does someone like Susan Rice get a net worth between 23.5 million and 43.5 million? If the media did their jobs, we'd know how the UN diplomat could amass so much wealth. How do you do that?
Inquiring minds.
Yeah, it's funny how the leftists, you know, they're worried about Trump, they're worried about this, and they never utter a word about Susan Rice's net worth.
Just a couple strokes of the keys on the computer.
It seems she has significant investments in over a dozen Canadian oil companies.
Weird.
Yeah. And I guess we do have a caller on the line. We've got Lori from Reading on the line. Good morning, Lori.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I was hoping to share an invite for our listeners to do a little bit more research from this past week with the Hanford, Washington radioactive
spill
tunnel collapse.
Yeah, no, yeah. I was trying to get to that. We got so many things going on, I forgot about it.
Thanks for bringing it up. I completely relate. So apparently, you know, 16 SUVs, black helicopters. At first they told all the workers, you know, don't breathe the air, don't eat, don't drink, you know, shut down, gird your loins, right?
It's all under control now.
Exactly. It's the same old memo. So anyway, please, everyone, if you care about what's happening in the jet stream, it takes only 3 days for radioactive elements and particles to hit the planet, which we've hit that because this happened apparently while we were all doing our Jefferson file and serving. So this 1940s tanks of spent radioactive waste is now corroding, leaking, and spilling, which it did a few years ago, and it's only buried 8 feet under. So again, if you don't see it, it's not there. So, everyone, please go look at Zero Hedge or UK Daily Mail or King 5. It's hopefully not been yanked or pulled or gone, but this is seriously going to affect everything. And the State of Liberty, which is the other state split in Washington, this is just competing priorities of the highest level. So I know we'll have plenty of time to discuss it next week and thereon forward, but... this definitely harshed my mellow from coming back from Jefferson on Monday.
Yeah, I guess they just missed this one in the mainstream news, tunnel collapse at the Hanford Nuclear Storage Facility. I was actually thinking about changing my name to Ziggy Stardust, considering all of the chemtrails that have been going on lately.
You know, Well, and apparently they say the Columbia River up there is the most toxic radioactive river on the planet. So, again, how is this going to affect, you know, dairy, food, crops, survival? How happy is Canada right now with this issue? And then we still have San Onofre, San Clemente, decommissioned two nuclear plants of waste right on the fault line, right on the coast. We know they have invisible technology. So, you know, real estate's really going to change. Just FYI.
Don't forget the fuel rods under King Salmon and Humboldt.
Oh, I don't even know about that one.
You don't know about the old nuke plant out there in King Salmon and Humboldt, and they removed the fuel rods. They're sitting in a sarcophagus over there.
No.
Yep.
Another one.
Yeah.
Another one.
All right, everybody.
All right, you guys.
Gird your loins.
What do the girls do?
Loins girded. Don't worry, we'll take care of that.
All right, you guys. Catch up with you later.
All right. Thanks again. Lonnie.
Yeah, I'm looking at the agency said in the statement from, this is from the hundreds of workers at the Department of Energy's Hanford nuclear site in Washington State, had to take cover Tuesday morning after the collapse of a 20-foot-long portion of a tunnel used to store contaminated radioactive material. The Energy Department said it activated its current emergency operation protocol after reports of a cave-in in the 200 East area in Hanford, a sprawling complex 200 miles from Seattle, where the government has been working to clean up radioactive materials left over from the country's nuclear weapons program. They said in the statement, everything's fine.
Well, of course it is.
It's all good, man. Yeah, I don't know. I guess we're at the end of it. So
we are.
Whoa. You were born an original. Don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. This force, and force like fire, is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. I think we're starting to realize how dangerous.
Yes, and you've been listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Stay tuned for We the People on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Please, Transu.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. The former U.S. National Intelligence Director says that the global ransomware attack could grow much larger when people return to work. James Clapper told ABC's This Week that he expects similar attacks to become a growing problem in the future. Europe's police agency says that the attack has hit at least 100,000 organizations in 150 countries. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson spoke to NBC's Meet the Press earlier today, addressing a wide range of topics, including Russia. Tillerson says that he has now had a chance to review the intelligence on Russia's election meddling.
I don't think there's any question that the Russians were playing around.